Hello and welcome to Red Femme. Today we are talking about Kate Middleton. Where is she? The royal family, conspiracy theories, social media, the monarchy, republicanism, all of the above.
Well, it certainly brought Twitter back. Twitter hasn't been fun in a while.
Yes. Yeah.
Certainly has been the last few days.
Yeah. So the way I see it, there are a few explanations for what's gone on. Basically, I think we can all agree that Kate is wholly unavailable for photos. If at this point, given the media furor that has happened, it would be advantageous just to produce a photo of a woman, even if she was infirm or whatever, it would be advantageous to do so. And clearly they want to do so, given they went to the trouble of doing a Photoshop job. They want to be able to produce a photo of her, and they can't. That's the headline. I think then one can deduce a few things. Either she is refusing to be in photos, or she's physically unavailable to be in photos.
Like she's absent.
She's absent. And it could be refusing for... The first theory and kind of the semi-official story is that she had some kind of medical emergency around Christmas. There was a royal cavalcade to a local hospital, and that she had some sort of abdominal surgery. It's not been disclosed exactly what abdominal surgery that was. People have speculated it was a hysterectomy. Others have said that no, she has Crohn's disease. It could have been a bowel resection of some kind.
That has led to having to have a colostomy bag for a few months.
Yeah, some kind of stoma, something like that. Apparently, there are some tweets saying that this is what is being said among the aristocracy. This is a story that's being said among the aristocracy.
So close friends and family that then tell their close friends and family and then...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's... I think that this theory is entirely possible, but I have a few thoughts about it. The thing is, I understand that you want to be the perfect royal family that's above infirmity and bereavement and all sorts. But you do actually have to be able to communicate with the public. And in the age of social media, people are used to being updated about celebrities and influencers and how they're doing. And now we don't have the beloved queen. We're all thinking these are the people that are literally going to be the heads of state. So, you know, some candor, some honesty. But I think it's entirely possible that what's happened is that she's had some kind of quite invasive abdominal surgery. Perhaps there was complications, perhaps there was a problem, and she doesn't want to be seen because she's not going to maintain the public image that she has cultivated.
Yeah, I mean, my thought was that a lot of the time, if you're recovering from something, you put on weight. Maybe she, you know, she grew up at a time when the press were much more vicious than they are now. She thought, I don't want a photo of me where they call me, you know,
Fat Kate,
Kilo Kate, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I did think that the stoma bag thing was plausible in that she just might be embarrassed, but you can actually take a photo where that's not apparent.
Oh, people live lives and no one ever knows. It is obviously a major thing to have, but it's not necessarily visible to every single person you interact with. Not at all.
So I think that's probably one thread amongst the whole thing.
Yes. And I do think it's interesting because Queen Elizabeth curated this image of I'm kind of noble and honorable and I have all this I'm full with duty to the British people, but I'm above.
Yeah.
And I don't share what's going on with my life. And most people remember her as a little old lady, so that's fine. But when you're young, when you're millennials and the queen is dead, suddenly people are like, who are you? And they want some interaction with you. They want to know who you are. I don't think that same model that Queen Elizabeth had can be used by the Prince and Princess of Wales, so to speak.
Well, the Queen also didn't fuck off for 3 months without there being an explanation.
Yes.
So I think it's that there's a bit of a question mark over what's happening. when William then started pulling out of public events as well. And I know he recently did one to do with a memorial for the Holocaust, but the event before that that he was in, some very formal thing, I mean, he just looked like he'd been through a car crash. Like, he could barely stand. He looked like... I've seen that look on people before, and it's not a physical illness. It's when emotionally they look like they've been hit through a bus, but it's in their face.
Yes.
And he could... He kept sort of, like, swaying and just didn't look well.
To me, it looked like, emotional and physical exhaustion.
Yeah.
I've seen that. It's very, like, post-night shift, post-staying up with dying relative, post, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Post-dissertation writing, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So do you think the theory is possible that it's simply a health thing?
I think that there's almost certainly a health thing, but I don't think it can be the only explanation, because they would then be able to produce a photo.
Yeah, I think that she could be so embarrassed of how she looks, she's flatly refusing any photographs.
But the thing is, even if she did a, you know, a bit like how people do sort of family vloggers on TikTok, she could sort of do like a walk into her kitchen with her kids saying, "Hi, Mom," like 3 seconds or something. Or a photo where she looks reasonable but ill, say.
Or what I had in mind was the photo of, like, holding something with the IV drip in your hand.
Oh, like some people do when they're like, "I'm in hospital."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something like that. But my point would be is that she's so looks conscious that perhaps this is all a faff, just simply about, I look too unwell, I have this stoma bag, I feel like people can tell, like, I feel dirty and feel terrible about it, I don't want to be seen.
But if that was the case, I don't think William would be pulling out of public engagements.
Right. Yes.
So apparently as well, I've read that it's a sort of open secret amongst the upper class that they don't live together anymore.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, that he lives sort of nearby. Mm. Oh, no, sorry. He lives at Kensington Palace and she lives at that cottage in Windsor. And that there's, and that his alleged affair with Lady Cholmondeley.
No, the Marchioness.
Sorry, the Marchioness of Cholmondeley.
Cholmondeley.
Cholmondeley is more formal, or it's a real relationship.
Right.
It's not just an affair anymore, or a bit of casual outsourcing of sex from the relationship.
Mm.
I mean, he did take her to, it was reported in the US press that he took her out for a Valentine's meal on February 14th, 2023.
Yeah.
So if you're doing that kind of thing, you're conducting this relationship quite publicly. I mean, it's a real relationship. I mean, and in the past, he would have always been entitled to a wife and a mistress.
Yes.
But it's not 1804 anymore.
Yeah.
And you know, 1,000 years ago, he probably would have been allowed to have a wife, two wives.
Yeah.
But this isn't how it is anymore. And I think that there's probably a number of factors, like ill health and the affair and his sort of mistreatment of her, that have led her to not being willing to play ball anymore.
That's the impression that I get. And people are saying, like, oh, she's just ill. This is, like, why are you speculating about this? Well, it is important. These people, you know, are supposed to be the stable embodiment of the British state. We have to refer to them as, like, Your Highness or Your Majesty, which has been pointed out is a relative term. You know, you're higher than who? Everybody else. You know, it's this, we should be able to commentate on this. And I do think that if you have this immense opulent privilege. I also think many working people are very ignorant about the level of the privilege these people live in.
I mean, they own everything. They own the shoreline of the British Isles. They own the majority of land.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just that they have a couple hundred million in the bank, as someone, say, wildly successful in business might. They literally, I mean, you know, this thing that the Queen, I suppose now the King, could overrule Parliament. You think, oh, well, they'd never do that. They did it in the 1970s in Australia when they elected a Labour government.
Yeah.
If Jeremy Corbyn had been elected, there would have been calls potentially for that to happen again.
Yeah, it's happened in Canada as well.
Right.
Yeah, no, it has happened.
So these fuckers are really powerful.
They are.
And it's not sort of even just a bit of salacious gossip. It's that actually there's quite a lot of concern for Kate.
Yeah.
You know, like these articles that have been put out saying, you know, what would happen if William committed a serious crime?
Yeah.
And people saying we quite like proof of life.
Yes. Yeah, it's this idea that, and it's this idea that's because it's a family. Keep in mind, we'll keep Royal out of it for the sake of whatever, but it's the family, so therefore we can't comment. Sorry, no.
Yeah.
No.
We are allowed to criticise the family, and we're also allowed to say who benefits from it, and overwhelmingly it's men.
Yeah, exactly.
And in this case, William, and it has sort of seemed quite incredible in the last week or the last couple of weeks that the way that the press have been ordered and agreed to not cover this issue.
Yeah.
And it really shows that they could have at any time stopped the really malicious articles about Harry and Meghan that were misogynistic and racist and so on.
Yeah.
And they just didn't act.
Yes. And I think that was what Harry and Meghan were trying to say, basically, but probably didn't want to out all of the things that are being covered up.
Yeah.
But we're basically trying to say that Kate gets very favorable coverage, William gets very favorable coverage, and we were thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
And I think that I think we said in our original podcast episodes about that, I think that was quite convincingly proven.
Well, what's so crazy is that you think, oh, I thought we had relative freedom of the press.
Yes.
And it turns out there is just a media machine. Noam Chomsky's right. There is manufactured consent. And that the Royal Palace briefs the media and they go, yeah, all right then, and doff their caps to them.
Well, I think the average British person doesn't think terribly hard about the monarchy. I have heard stories of people meeting a royal and they're quite proud. A royal came to my workplace, or I'm in the army, or I work in the NHS, and it's, like, there's some pride about it. If that person is not honorable in their conduct, that bit of pride is seriously diminished.
Yeah.
And I think that's basically the only contact the British public have or relationship they have. Like, oh, it's a nice tradition. It's very British. I have a bit of pride when I got recognized by this award that's, what's the word? Controlled by the monarchy.
Yeah.
But if it's not respectable, if it's not honorable, if the people in it are a gaggle of women abusers and pedophiles and the rest of it, people stop having that sense of pride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why the Queen did such a good job at her role, in that she was so reserved. You could kind of project whatever you wanted onto her.
Yeah.
But no one could really throw mud in its stick, because you actually just didn't know who she was at all.
No.
I mean, I could take a good guess. I think she was probably just like most of them, a bit uptight and posh.
I think that she was apparently exceptionally religious.
Right.
And I think that, yeah, she really liked animals. There's like a few things we know about her, but we don't know a lot.
No. And then there'd be sort of some funny, she was quite funny in her speeches.
Yes.
But posh people can often be quite funny because it's this dryness.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, she sort of would, when she got quite cross with Annie Leibovitz, who suggested taking off her crown so she looked less regal, and she just was like, huff, huff, huff. I'm the queen in my robe. Like,
yeah.
What do you mean less regal? You're going to have me like doing the washing up next. Anyway, so, you know, she was of her time, certainly. But this is the thing that's interesting, is that William, and I think the affair's probably real. Like,
I think that's not very disputed.
It's quite established. And now the media are running positive stories about, I think her name is Sarah Rose Hanbury.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
The Marchioness doesn't roll off the tongue?
No. But I think she goes by Rose Hanbury. I think that's her surname. It's something like that. They're already saying, like, you know, who is she and how she's always had this great style. And she's basically being lined up to be his Camilla.
And I mean, it's sad. Is it sad? It's just one of those things, like, Kate, from what I understand, really went to great lengths to bag William. And then this is the thanks that she gets.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. And I don't think that it is conspiratorial or speculation, evidenceless speculation to think. It's a reasonable thing to think that if you had put up with all of this, if you had some kind of major health incident, your husband is having a public affair, semi-public, everyone in her social circles will know.
Yeah. And it's not his first.
Yeah. It would just be so humiliating. And on top of it, the king gets cancer and you're going to be the Queen of England shortly. I mean, it would drive anyone.
Well, I suspect that she's asked for a divorce because she doesn't want the status quo of what's going on. And I think that there's a decision being made of, is it better to divorce before you're the king and queen or after? Probably. But I also think that a lot of these people, and this is quite a personality characteristic of posh men, is this thing of like indecision and wanting to sort of just not think about things.
Yes.
And say, oh, it'll be fine, and kind of like hand wave things away. One of my instincts is that her refusal to be photographed is also saying, no, actually, if I don't comply, I am a problem.
Yes.
So just can we get this over with and give me the divorce and go to your mistress?
I mean, it depends on who's asking for the divorce. It could also be that he's asking for the divorce. My dad has cancer. This becomes real. Who's going to be my queen? I don't want it to be Kate. I want it to be Rose. Can I have the divorce? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Am I being, you know, humiliated like this?
It's also that she was a quote unquote good pick for him, in that when they broke up for a while in their 20s, she was offered $1 million for a story, just one story about what it's like to be with William, and she turned it down.
Yeah.
So that kind of loyalty is literally something money can't buy.
Yeah.
And then she had 3 children, so not just an heir and a spare, but a, you know, an extra one.
Yeah.
And she had HG, which I can never pronounce.
Hypergravidarium.
Yeah, which is a condition that some women can get when they're pregnant. And it's worse. People that have had chemo and had HG say that chemo is not as bad.
Yeah.
Over 50% of women with it have an abortion.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had it, and it was just hell.
Didn't she say if you don't, she wanted an early C-section, and she said, if you don't give it to me now, I'll throw myself off the
roof.
The roof.
Yeah, and then she wanted it to be scheduled so she would know when this was over.
Yeah.
And they were umming and ahhing, and then she just said, if you don't do this, I'm going to the roof because I can't take this anymore. And they were like, okay, April 30th.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of way that women are treated, right, with ailments around pregnancy.
Yeah.
Is that they don't take it seriously until you threaten to off yourself.
Apparently they have found what causes it just this year.
Right.
It's a particular enzyme, and that they're hopefully working towards a cure for it. But it's most women lose such significant weight from the amount of vomiting that they're hospitalized.
Yeah. People say like, oh, it's just morning sickness. It's like, it's not. It's like a full body experience, where your whole body feels nauseous and in pain.
Constantly. For over a period of time. I think it's quite normal to get morning sickness early in a pregnancy. This continues constantly until birth.
My friend got some sort of medication that meant that she didn't throw up all the time. It was just if she, like, smelled an egg or something else that would make you react. Mm. Another friend of mine had it, and she just was in hospital on a drip.
Yeah.
Because she just couldn't keep anything down.
Yeah. So she went through this. I think it might be William saying, well, my dad did it. He got Camilla. I'm going to be king.
Yeah. If it's him that's asking for the divorce and she is basically just can't believe that this is happening because it will be humiliating. I mean, look, like, I just wouldn't be that surprised, given that I think a lot of men would quite like to do the heterosexual cycle of, oh, I've got married, oh, I've had kids. But a lot of the time, being around 3 children can feel like a bit much, right? Mm. Mothers talk about this quite a lot. And if you just think, well, I've already got all that, can't I also just have a nice private life with this new woman I've met? And as he's going to be the king, he will feel like, well, I can just have that arrangement.
Yeah.
And it's just very interesting how people can't really help but reproduce their parents' situation sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I know it's not exactly the same, because Charles was sort of with Camilla from the start. Or there was this love between them throughout the whole marriage with Diana.
Yeah.
But regardless, it is interesting that he has effectively, he's going to end up doing the same kind of thing. And I think that if Queen Elizabeth was alive today, she would just say, well, just like announce the divorce, get on with it.
Yeah.
And then put distance between that and when you actually get, you know, when Charles dies and you get crowned king.
I don't think she ever got over the divorce for Charles, though. I don't think she was happy about it till the end. I think she would have said, get over yourself. and stay married.
But would she say and give up the mistress? What are you doing?
Yeah, I think so. Having talked it through just now, I do think it might be likely that he's the one initiating things and she's refusing. I suppose there's the other possibilities, because one thing's why is she not available for photographs is that she's like literally like sectioned, gone mental, or she's dead.
Yeah.
Those are the two other things that are not, that are possibilities. Yeah. I mean, perhaps small possibilities.
Yeah,
but
they're less plausible because they're more sinister. But, you know, in the past, that is what rich men did to their wives, is they got them put in the nut house.
Well, that's what men do to women all the time now.
Yeah.
In the family courts and...
But that's the thing that I think is interesting, is that Kate is still a private individual. So if she wants to divorce him, technically, surely she can, right? And I find it interesting that they don't realise the sort of the way that she could really bring the monarchy down if she just said, oh, yeah, he's awful. He mistreats me. He's awful in bed. He likes to get pegged. I don't want to have to do this. I didn't know I was marrying that kind of man who's into strap-ons. And, you know, she could really embarrass them. I don't think she ever would. But they were so embarrassed just by Diana being a bit critical of what the atmosphere was like. And you kind of can understand now why Harry and Meghan left the country.
They're definitely looking a lot better.
Through this.
Through this.
Yeah. I just think that William is so like his dad.
I think that if it's simply the health thing, that in and of itself says a lot about the monarchy, how the monarchy treats women, the fact that she always has to be on, the fact that she always has to look stunning, the fact that she always has to be thin, that she could never even have like failing health even briefly. I think that in and of itself is condemnable. But given the length of time and the it seems like a true inability to produce a photograph. It just seems like she's completely indisposed or is refusing.
Yeah.
And I mean, in their way, you know, one gets like, it gets concerning. There was that story about what happens if Prince William commits a serious crime.
Well, to keep the monarchy together, they would pretty much do anything. So one of the things you said the other day was that maybe they're threatening to take her children away.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And that's exactly the kind of thing that they would do by implication.
Yes.
They wouldn't have to outright threaten it, but basically if you don't play ball, you know, there could be questions over your health that mean that you might not be able to spend as much time around your children. So imagine she's facing the possibility of her kids living with this lady, Chunderlay woman.
Yeah.
And her kids being stolen from her, effectively.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it seems like a real crisis. There's something going on. And I think it must be multiple things because the affair has been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
It hasn't come to a crisis point. If she was just ill, I don't see why there wouldn't be a photo produced of her recovering, I don't know, sat in the garden or something.
Yeah.
But there's sort of a couple things that must be happening that have brought it to boil, basically.
I think also the fact that the king is likely dying.
Yes.
Is a real instigator.
Oh, that's definitely turned the pressure up.
Yes. Yeah.
But again, it's so interesting. Like, they're not... And it's not like there's exactly an obligation to be, but that they're not really honest, I think, probably about how seriously ill he's been and now is.
Mm.
But it's just the fact that all this shit was churned out about Harry and Meghan 24/7.
Yes.
But you can't give the real honest information, sort of basic information about, you know, the heirs.
Yeah, and even though Harry and Meghan are silly California liberals in the way that they articulate it, I think that there is a seed of truth in their criticism, which is that it's very manipulated, it's very manufactured, and very unethical, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, which seems to be what they were saying.
And what would have been really useful for the royal family right now would be to have Meghan and Harry around filling in for them.
Yeah.
And taking the spotlight off them all a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're fit, young and healthy. And, you know, they would be going to do all the handshaking at various events. But I do feel like, can a royal family of the kind we have in the UK really survive the 21st century? Because I'm not sure. Because when I saw that photo, I thought, oh, right, well, that's that then. And then people started pointing out.
I was just like, it looks like an AI-generated photograph.
I thought that it looked a bit like that, yeah, because it looked a bit too perfect. But then when people started pointing out that obviously, you know, it had been manipulated or doctored somehow, and I thought, okay, right, yeah. But then, but so this is the thing, you can't get away with anything on the internet now.
No.
Oh, sorry, you can't get away with anything due to the internet now.
Yeah, I was listening to Alex O'Connor's podcast. He had an impossibly posh man on. It was difficult to listen to. But anyway, he said, you know, everyone talks about the internet being fake and how you can construct an image and it breeds inauthenticity, basically. And he was saying, I think it's the opposite. It's incredibly hard to lie about who you are if you're showing your day-to-day life. He's like, some woman who's, I went to like secondary school with her son. I know what kind of person she is. I know that she's like a relatively kind of insecure person. I know what her hobbies and interests are. You get to, people are in some ways much more exposed now than they ever have been. It's very difficult to lie about who you are in a consistent way.
Well, also this idea of the monarch has always been this idea, yeah, as if they're above us, as if they're somehow superhuman or different. And that required a certain level of privacy so that you didn't know about their foibles and missteps, which everyone makes in life. But given we now have this age where there's so much less privacy, and privacy is a kind of luxury preserve of the rich, but then you can't be a public royal family. Like, there are some incredibly rich families in Europe and North America that we could maybe point at, that they aren't on the internet.
No.
Because it would actually have too much risk. It would be too risky. This is how the Tinder swindler guy managed to pose as a billionaire's son, because his son wasn't on social media.
Yeah.
So he just assumed his identity through social media. And anyone that Googled him thought, oh, this is all real. He really is that guy. But the problem is that the royal family are necessarily, by the nature of who they are, public facing. They're a public institution.
Yeah.
But then it's like, well, maybe they shouldn't be. The state shouldn't fund them. I really think we should switch to, I can't remember which country it is. Maybe it's Denmark. I don't think it's Spain. But you know, like where they're no longer publicly funded, but they're still known as the royal family. And they're like a rich celebrity family.
Yeah.
But people don't have these kind of standards to hold them to. And they don't have sway. Like apparently for years, King Charles was influencing architectural design of towns in the UK.
Yeah.
He was actually quite influential. And they had this guy on some short video thing that I was watching about it, an actual architect, and he said, well, it's not that Charles has bad taste, he just has no taste. He hasn't studied architecture, he doesn't know anything about it. So why should he be influencing the design of our towns and cities' buildings? He literally doesn't know anything.
Yeah. I mean, I would get rid of it. I'm a Republican. I think that it should absolutely it's not compatible with
democracy,
the society I want, let alone, you know, which is socialism, but even modern liberal democracy, it's absolutely not compatible with in any way. Yeah. You're not superior to someone because of your bloodline. That's not a democratic idea. That's not something that should exist. Absolutely not. No.
Well, I also just think, regardless of my oppositional views to it, it's not feasible, and we're seeing how it's not feasible. And I just sort of feel like I don't necessarily have sympathy for these people, but I don't think that they're particularly happy in it either.
No,
not when you are the immediate royal family, because, yeah, it just seems, I mean, I just think it was hell on earth, honestly, being under that much media scrutiny, having to look your best all the time, having to smile and cut a ribbon, even if you do get the rewards of money or whatever, it's not like they can spend it in the normal way that we'd understand.
Yeah, I do think people overestimate how much quote-unquote work they do. That organization called Republic looked at Kate and William's schedule and came to the conclusion they work about 4 hours a month at charity events and that sort of thing.
The thing that would be good is that I'm sure people are incredibly nice to them, deferential, and there's not really anything in the world they can't do because every door is open.
Yeah.
Now that, and that's kind of beyond money.
Yeah.
Because that is something that you can't quite buy. Mm. And I do think that, yeah, okay, I'm sure they enjoy that a lot. But yeah, I feel like it's very obviously untenable nowadays. Mm. And the reality is no longer do they just marry amongst the aristocratic class.
Yeah.
And I do think that people in the aristocratic class are more like, if Kate was from the aristocracy, she'd be more willing to accept that, of course, he has a mistress. Every king ever has had a mistress.
Yeah.
But she's actually more of a normal woman and just is gonna feel more aggrieved by it or not be able to push that grievance down.
Clearly she has pushed that grievance down for a number of years, but I just think the fact that they're going to be king and queen makes it, it's going to be more public. More people are going to talk about it. There's more international media. It becomes more humiliating.
Yeah. And I would, perhaps it's happened, if we were going to guess, that the affair, she kind of thought that he'd look after her when she was ill. And actually he's still spending time with Lady Chondelet, which is sort of worse if you then need someone and think they're going to be with me. What are you laughing at?
I love how you make names up for people.
What's her name again?
She's the Marchioness of Cholmondeley. She's not Lady Chondelet. She's not a French aristocrat. No French aristocracy anymore.
The Marquess.
Marchioness.
The Marchioness.
Of Chamondoli.
Of Chamondoli. There we go.
Real country, people. Real proper country.
It's so funny.
What about this thing with the suicide of Pippa's ex and the insinuation that perhaps there's an affair?
Well, people sort of say that maybe Kate was having an affair with him. Maybe she got pregnant around December.
I mean, the pregnancy thing is ridiculous, but...
I know it's ridiculous, but the whole... But I think the guy probably just committed suicide.
Apparently they were in touch, but that, I just don't see any evidence for it.
Yeah.
It's not outside the realm of possibility, but I just don't see
But I don't think he was murdered. I think he probably just committed suicide.
Oh no, for sure he just committed suicide. But I think the idea is that the affair was exposed and that...
Oh, and that drove him to it.
And that drove him to suicide.
It's much harder for women to have affairs than men.
Well, this is what I think. I think that she's quite shrewd. It's not that I think women are more virtuous than men. I just think that she's quite shrewd. I don't think that she would fuck up her life by doing something like that.
Also, when do you have time to get away from your kids?
Well, I think they have nannies. I think that you're overestimating the amount of time of, again, how much work these people do.
She'll do more childcare than William, though.
Yeah, so. But I don't think it's very much.
Okay.
But I think that it's more that why would you compromise your position?
Mm.
And everyone knows that men can have affairs. Powerful men can have affairs. Women in that position cannot.
Yeah.
There's no excuses made for it.
If the queen had had an affair, it would have been like a scandal of epic proportions.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just think that like William, we had excuses made for and she will not have any. And yes, she's probably very aware of that.
Well, also when you marry into a family, you're always an outsider.
Yes.
It's not true that you join the family, really. You join on certain conditions.
Yeah.
And those conditions have to be maintained.
Yeah.
So I just find it so funny that, yeah, so William was meant to have taken this photo. They've worked out that it was probably taken in about December. Some fashion blogger said this is when they bought those outfits and decided to do a photo shoot. I actually don't mind if they do a photo in advance, but it wasn't what it was meant to be, which was he'd taken the photo the day before.
Well, what it was is the outfits were worn at a charity event and some of the colours were changed via Photoshop, but it just looks like the same outfits from that charity event.
Yeah.
Including the children.
Some people saying, oh, she's taken her face from her Vogue photo shoot. It's like, look, she's just got the same face.
Well, she's been media trained. So she knows what kind of smile looks good in every single photograph and that kind of thing.
Yeah. But it wasn't so straightforward as this image of a family in the garden. Dad takes the picture, sends the picture out to the palace and they put it out to the press. Even if we were to accept that Kate was up editing. I mean, I honestly, I kind of loved her thing when she said, like, lots of amateur photographers. I was like, wait, you're an amateur photographer now, Kate. What kind of amateur photography do you like? She was like, I did a spot of editing and I just thought it was so like boomer mum, like someone who like takes photos like this. No one can see what I'm doing, but that thing where sometimes people extend their arms to take a picture as if that will make a difference. And, you know, and then do a really bad editing job and don't realise.
Yeah, I just think it was a composite, basically, of several different photos that they put together.
I mean, who's working at the palace? I presume not many people under 40.
Yes.
And they're just not used to the level of scrutiny that young people can, because they grew up in a more image-based society on the internet.
Yeah.
The level of scrutiny of images that people can...
that people have developed.
Yeah.
I also think that they're very posh. And I think posh people are very good at pretending not to see things.
Yes.
And I think they think everyone's like that. And they are not.
No, they're not.
Absolutely not. And also, it's like, it's the royal family. Of course, we're all going to be like, that is clearly not a composite of several photos, but it's one photo. It's the royal family. We all love the royal family. And it's like, no, no, we're not going to be doing this sort of thing. I find some of the feminist reaction to all of this a bit befuddling, in that there seems to be kind of a line emerging of, she's a poor health, why are you... people are acting as if this is a personal attack. And I just want to say, given the endemic state of male violence against women, a woman going missing for 3 months...
is a big deal.
Is quite a big deal. I'm not in denial about levels of male violence against women, or even psychological and emotional abuse of women, so I'm not going to, like, participate in the kind of confabulation that that's not a possibility and not a strong possibility.
William shoved his brother in a dog bowl.
Yeah, I mean, people laugh about that, but that, I was...
the way it was written about was ridiculous, though.
Yeah.
Shoving someone, to be described as being shoved in a dog bowl. But whatever, they had an argy-bargy. William attacked him.
I think he did attack him.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Him to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, so we know that this man is, like, capable.
But that's what so many posh people are like, is because they're so repressed.
Yeah.
And they're so into that thing of not acknowledging, of denying, it boils up, and then it kind of boils over, basically.
Yeah.
And so I can certainly imagine him having either no temper or a terrible, violent temper.
Well, this is the thing, and this idea that we're just supposed to pretend that the royal family is excellent for women, and that it doesn't have a history of being horrendous to women throughout history. I mean, going back to Henry VIII, for goodness sake, just so many murdered women, so many women's lives destroyed by this institution, that I'm supposed to, the feminist thing to do is accept the line from the royal family, from the monarchy. I mean, it's just an absurd...
Yeah, the royalists are getting quite annoying with that kind of line, saying, oh, poor Kate, da-da-da, and it's like, but don't you understand, like, we're in sympathy with Kate.
Yeah.
Like, we're wondering, is she fucking all right?
Yeah.
Given the circumstances. But also, those were the people who were absolutely scathing about Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Anything that she did, it couldn't be right.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, clearly you do think it's all right to be critical of the royal family.
Yeah.
Just the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is genuinely actually very concerning. And I mean, I think there is still I'm 50-50. I think there's a 50% possibility that she is just genuinely embarrassed about how she looks and is refusing photos on that basis. I think that is possible. I think people underestimate how, I don't want to say superficial, but image-based a lot of women are, and how women will refuse to go in public if they have a pimple on their face. I know women who've done that, who've called in sick to work and that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that who refused to go out without makeup, who...
The thing is, she could even... I mean, I say this as if she's a normal woman, saying she could just do a voice memo on Twitter, even.
Yeah.
But again, I think that they're trying to not interact with the general... they're trying to not interact with the general public in the way Harry and Meghan might. Because this, again, there's this superiority thing that we don't do that. We put out lines through the media.
Yes.
But right now, a direct communication would certainly allay people's worries.
Yeah. And I think that the speculation on Twitter, they can go, oh, that's just Americans on Twitter. But when it was the Associated Press and Rutgers, was it, who said, we're not going to run the photograph because it's not a real photograph, I think that made them, oh no, like, they were really, even the BBC started talking about it, people started talking about it after it was legitimized by proper journalism organizations.
Yeah. Well, I do think that at a certain point, either she'll just start appearing in public again, and that'll be that. Though if I was her, I'd be lining up to do quite a lot of public appearances to put this behind me, or whatever's happening will come out, and I think that would come out essentially, first of all, in a divorce announcement.
Yeah. I just think with the king dying, let's be honest, that's likely what it is. A man of that age with cancer. Very likely.
Well, William would be wanting to quickly marry before he's on the throne.
Yes.
Because I think as a king, it's harder to meet women.
It would be more scandalous.
Yeah.
If a king divorced his wife and married someone else, and if it was someone aligned to the throne.
Well, it would also just be weird that she'd have to have her own ceremony as queen, I guess, separate to him. So I think he wants to be a married king on the throne.
Oh, no, she wouldn't be queen anymore if she wasn't married to him.
No, but he... So they get divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
He becomes king on his own.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he marries a woman.
Oh, I see.
She is queen. And then she, but it's a bit weird for a normal woman to have a ceremony being, like, queen, with him just, like, giving her the thumbs up from, like, the back of the hall or something. So I think he is aware that to be crowned king, he would quite like the ceremony that his dad had, where there's a dual coronation.
Yeah. Yeah, if anything, I think it's more likely that he's asked for the divorce than her. I think she's incredibly loyal. I think she's invested everything into this, having the three kids with the HG and everything else. I think that she's just a very loyal... This has been her goal. She moved university to go to St. Andrews. This is another theory, to be close to William. This is clearly... She didn't take money from the press when she could have. She's very, 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 very loyal. And I think it's much more likely that he's asked for a divorce because he's like, my dad's dying. I want Rose to be my queen and not Kate.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, then I'm not doing any public appearances.
Yeah.
So.
Well, anyway, so where is Kate Middleton? At the cottage, apparently.
We should say the date that this is recorded on.
The date is...
Is it March?
March 12th, 2024.
March 12th, 2024. So we'll possibly do follow-ups or not.
Depending if they find a body or a divorce announcement. Or whatever else.
Or it turns out she just gained a bit of weight and was embarrassed about being in public, you know.
Poor Kate on her exercise bike at home.
I mean, this is the thing. It's just sick. The whole thing is so sick. It should absolutely should not exist.
Well, look, it can't just be that. Or why would he have cancelled most of his public engagements?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There we are. Anyway, the saga continues.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. And if you want more episodes, they're available on Patreon. We have 30 now, 30 bonus episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.